Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Beecham. I've got Dalian D'Alien here with me. Did you catch that, Dalian? Dalian D'Alien. So it's like kind of cool to say it like that, I think, is what mom told me.
Oh, I see. What happened again? Can you explain again? No, well, I'm just kidding.
No. I'll save the people. I'll save the listeners. All right, you can be Dalian the Alien.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
As me and my friend were saying, my friend Beto were joking the other night about all the funny things that, you know, like the old sayings that were like, we want to bring back, like fat, like P-H-A-T, fat. Like I always say that to my son, like, oh, that's so fat. Like I was talking, her and I were cracking up about that. So we spent the whole night in conversation. We were at this event Saturday night, and we would like throw in like really ridiculous, like say stuff like that in conversations with people just to see how they would react or if they would react. It was really quite amusing.
Oh, I am of a mind to share in that sentiment. I think that's pretty funny. I would do that too.
And well, you're pretty fat.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fat like that. P-H-A-T, fat. Yeah. But I realize also that your teenage son, who is just by nature of, you know, how old he is, he's at that point in his life where he's just keenly aware of what's cool and what's not.
Or what he thinks is cool.
Yeah, exactly. So he would like chuckle and think that's amusing, but also he would be like, well, you guys know that's not really cool, right?
Yeah.
And it's right. We don't care, man. That's the whole point.
Oh, man.
We're just trying to amuse ourselves.
Exactly. So let's see what is going on. We have some fat reviews this morning, Dalian. Really, really good reviews, actually. I'll only read a couple of them, save one for tomorrow. But let's see here. Cyber Zero wrote in, recently I started listening to your podcast. I love it. Your personality is sincere and you guys come across as genuinely wanting to add value to others without trying to make a fortune off your subscribers, unlike others out there. I listen on my way to work, sometimes before I go to bed. My perspective on many things in life has shifted to a more positive, one in a time when I desperately needed it. Much love and blessings from Texas. Awesome. Amazing. Thank you so much, Cyber Zero, for taking the time to write in and completing the circle of love that we're putting out to the world. It definitely fuels us to continue going. So love. Thank you. This one is by Loves to Recycle, titled Changes in Focus. I've enjoyed getting to know these guys by listening to the podcast for the past few weeks.
I started listening after my mom talked about it, and she got it from my sister, who got it from her roommate. So there's a nice ripple effect. She actually wrote into the show a few weeks ago, and it was right on the air. So I listened to that podcast, and then I was hooked. This podcast helps me shed the feeling of getting bogged down by day-to-day stuff. Listen, and it will shift your focus to a more positive place. It might also open your mind. Thank you so much for writing in as well. So, of course, we love having people review us on iTunes. It helps to reach more people, helps us to essentially spread the positivity. And of course, writing in, like she said, her mom or friend did, and we address that on the show. That's something, Dalian, we want to do more of. So more of you guys, please write in. Write in with questions, thoughts. It definitely excites me a lot to open my inbox and see that and have something, you know, it's an exciting feeling when someone writes something and it's a really good question and it's like, I love this question. It takes me down a whole road of something I'd love to talk about. And hey, I've got a show for today because this is such a good one. And actually that's the case for today, Dalian. We have, speaking of that, we got a question from Michelle, and Michelle wrote in, "Hi, Brandon and Dalian. I've written in before. I love your podcast. I wanted to reach out hoping you could maybe do an episode addressing some of the awful stuff going on in the country right now. My Facebook feed is just blowing up with people being so angry, and I totally get it. I worry that people are angry and it affects their lives and ability to have love in their hearts. I believe compassion and love always wins, and those are the key ingredients that will make positive change. I also believe that when we take care of ourselves, we are then better able to think calmly and rationally to better solve these problems. This seems like a subject you guys could tackle. How do we face all the sadness and trouble we see without compromising our personal well-being? Thanks." Wow. So that in itself, Michelle, thank you for writing in. What a great, great point. I love, you know, writing in something that's so timely. Of course, there's so much going on in the country with, you know, the last few days we've had the shootings, you know, of the guy with his girlfriend and the baby in the backseat, horrible by the cop who did the execution style shooting. So there's been so much, you know, heat around that whole, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing has really bubbled back to the surface because of it. And then you have the people saying, well, all lives matter. And, you know, this ongoing and so much anger and hurt and pain. And, you know, what's interesting about it, Dalian, is it's the collective consciousness. It's these issues coming to the surface to be healed, in my opinion. And I know it's hard and it's easy to take it all on, especially someone like Michelle, who's very sensitive. I mean, there's many of us, many tuning into this podcast are going to be those empaths, you know, very sensitive people who are taking it on and not knowing how to process it. And I think, as with all things, and it's perspective. And some of these issues, perspective is more challenging. It's more challenging to, you know, digest something like that there's actually a good meaning behind any of this, right? When you think of the families that are suffering and, you know, all the collective pain that is coming up and, you know, so many, you know, minorities and Black people that have been suppressed, maybe it's bringing up all these old feelings, you know, that go back for generations and lifetimes. And then you have people coming forward saying, well, why is it just all about, you know, there's more white people that have been killed by cops, and how come we can't say white lives matter? And, you know, and so it's this ongoing thing. And deep breath and really, really take a look at, you know, what happens before things get better. Oftentimes they fall apart. You know, I reference this book a lot because it's one that's had such an impact on me. Oneness by Rasha, and channeled material that I always refer to as sort of the handbook for ascension. Well, what's happening? We're vibrationally ascending as a culture, as a society. Well, when we're doing that, what's going to be part of the process? According to this book, you're going to sort of take two steps forward, one step back. All of a sudden, something old that needs to be further processed and refined and worked through is going to bubble up big time to the surface. There's going to be much more contrast. Look at some of the stuff. We're talking about building walls around our country at a time when many of us are waking up to the oneness of all things. The other half of us, or quarter of us, is talking about how do we build a giant wall locking ourselves in. It's this huge contrast that is bubbling up. We seem more conservative than the 1700s in some ways now. Why? Because this old energy is coming up and you know, coming to the surface to be healed. And so the first thing I would say is, you know, with anyone out there who's feeling angry, I really challenge you to examine that anger. You know, anger's, it's like drinking, what is this, what is the quote, Dalian?
It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right, yeah. Right. And when you understand that these souls that have died, these awful experiences, they're part of a narrative. They're part of a story. There's a soul contract between those, that cop and that soul that he, the life that he took, and vice versa. Then you have, I completely left off Dalian. Then you have the guy who snipered all the cops, equally, I mean, just atrocious, right? But at the same time, I wholeheartedly believe this is a soul contract. This is something that's meant to happen between these souls. It's karmic balance and energy playing itself out from stories and narratives that we can't even begin to see or fathom or understand the history behind them beyond this life, in my opinion. And so it's just so important to understand this piece of it. And if you can understand that there's a bigger story playing out and it brings up these topics to the surface to allow us all to examine them. Well, do Black lives matter? Do white lives matter? Do all lives matter? What does this mean? What's the story? And of course, with the Black Lives Matter thing, what they're saying is, hey, we're not saying all lives don't matter, but there's an energy of somehow our lives are less important. You know, if a cop deals with a young Black man, especially, he's treated like a different class of human. And what we have to ask ourselves is, does that feel true? Does that seem like something true? Do we see a story, a narrative out there where there is some of that energy? I would say, yes, there is. So it doesn't mean all lives don't matter. Of course, all lives matter. But we have to understand, if you were the young Black man who has dealt with that energy bubbling up around you your whole life, you would probably be pissed and hurt. And especially considering you're not a thug looking to, like, kill somebody or rob someone. Yeah. Is there bad young Black men out there who are doing crappy things? Yeah. Is there bad young white men out there doing crappy negative things? Yes. Is there Muslims out there doing really awful things with awful intent in their heart? Yes. Is there beautiful Muslims out there with beautiful intent in their heart? Yes. So the stereotyping crap, it's got to stop. We can't treat anyone like they're less because of some surface cover of a book. It's ridiculous. It's part of an old narrative, and it's time for it to stop. And so stop drinking. The best thing you can do, any of you listening to this, how do you bring perspective, love, and peace to the situation? How do you shed light on the situation? How do you, you know, do not ingest the pain and negativity that's happening. Don't allow it in. It's too important to understand that it's part of the story. You know, it's part of the story. It makes me think, Dalian, I've referenced the documentary that I watched recently that was so cool and interesting called Flipside on Gaia TV. And it was people going through past life regression. During this, you know, in hypnosis, they were experiencing past lives. And this one woman, you know, she was remembering her life as in a Nazi concentration camp. And I mean, details, you know, who her name was, what she was doing, getting funneled into the gas chamber. She remembers inhaling quickly so it would happen fast. And a lot of what this documentary talked about was on the other side, actually having a whole nother perspective on it. She was like, if you could understand the relationship between the captors and us as the captives, it would make so much more sense. If you understand the bigger picture of what's playing out between those souls. And by the way, she said, when I understood the pain that they experienced having to play that negative role and harm us the way that they did, I would much rather have been the victim than the perpetrator, because their souls really suffered with what they had to do in order to fulfill the soul contract between us. And so when you start understanding this sort of stuff, it takes it to a whole new level. And, you know, I think of a quote by Rumi. You have to keep breaking your heart until it opens. And this is something that what's happening. The collective heart is being broken again and again and again and again. You have to keep breaking your heart until it opens. And where healing can happen is when it is open and you allow perspective and understanding to come in. All the stuff is bubbling to the surface to be healed, to be processed. Be a part of the solution. Be a part of the healing, not the narrative that, oh my gosh, this is all is lost. So much pain, so much negativity in the world. Yes, there is. That's why it's coming up. That's why it's there to be healed.
Indeed, Brandon. Everything you said, I think, is really on point. And of course, all very timely and really appropriate to what we need right now. I happen to have had a conversation with someone last night where things that I've been thinking in connection with this over the past week, I was able to sort of articulate it to this other person. And I would say that I'm not a paranoid type, Brandon, but for sure, a part of me would react with something kind of like paranoia in the face of all of this, because it seems that if there was such a thing as the Illuminati, which again, I don't really believe in, or it's not like I don't believe that it's a possibility, but I don't spend any time dwelling on it.
Right.
However, the one thing that all of this does make me think of is a thought that sounds something like this. If there were such, you know, beings out there or such a elite group, they would want us to be divided mm-hmm. and scared and angry.
Yep.
So by reacting in those ways, again, it's sort of like Michelle says, it's understandable up to a point why people would feel this way, why some police officer would feel perhaps that his incredibly forceful response is needed. We disagree with it completely, but he felt justified at the moment.
It's the same like I was talking about the white guy, the black guy, the Muslim, same police officer. Is there bad cops out there? Yes. Are the majority of them really good? Yes. Like let's this lumping into categories, you know, this black and white sort of one and zero kind of perspective. It's like it's not like that, right? It's not the way the world works.
Exactly. And so, yeah, exactly. Please don't fall into that trap, because the pushing of our buttons is the thing that's being done so masterfully here. And, you know, perhaps a couple of people out there are very deliberately doing it, which is awful, for someone to want to capitalize on human prejudice like that, right? But the problem is the rest of us perpetuate it blindly. And so mm-hmm. we don't realize. Someone makes a very inflammatory comment and then we just, you know, give it life. We keep it alive out there. And the antidote to that would be to, you know, make a very deliberate effort to put yourself in the other person's shoes
and shift your focus,
see through the illusion. Yeah.
And shift your focus to that which you want to feel more of. Yes, there is some major pain out there bubbling up. Do I want to give all my attention to that and just jump into that vibrational pool and feel it and drink the poison? Or do I want to think of creative ways to send love and light to that with posts that are encouraging and, you know, that are going to inspire others? Is there a way that I can, you know, I see these videos of people now dancing with cops or going and hugging cops and things like that. How do I give more energy to that? You know, Mother Teresa's story of I've mentioned many times before because it's so profound. She understood what you give energy to, where attention goes, energy flows. And she was approached to be a huge march against the war in Vietnam, and she was approached to be a major part of it. And she said, I can never do that, but have a march for peace and I'll be there. And why did she say that? Because she understood where attention goes, energy flows. What I be for something and against nothing. And that is such a key point in life. And also being willing to allow your heart to break. If your heart's feeling broken over this, allow that to happen fully and then bring perspective in, move through it, and get to healing, get to helping to perpetuate healing in the world. And in the best way we can do that is to bring perspective to ourselves. If you want to change the world, change yourself, change your own perspective. It's the number one approach to making any difference in the world.
Yeah.
It all starts with you.
Yeah. It's just like, it's not like being opposed to nothing means that you don't dislike things. Of course, if you see prejudice out there and bigotry, it's not like you have to like them. But I think that what Mother Teresa was saying is that you don't want to be negatively oriented. So you could do something like what Abraham Hicks says all the time. Use the contrast. So use that negativity mm-hmm. as fuel to be more positive. Use all the fear that people are experiencing to, you know, want to reach out and love even more.
Right.
So by all means, it's, of course, fine for you to react negatively to things that are awful out there, but then turn that around.
Right. Absolutely, Dalian. Well, We're getting down to it for today. We hope, Michelle, this helps to give a little perspective out there on a very sensitive topic. Thank you so much for writing in and sending us on that very healing path for today's show. And any of you out there, once again, if you have questions, thoughts, comments, please, please reach out through positivehead.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, Dalian, we have some music queued up to leave the lovely listeners with.
Yeah, an artist called Emog.
Emog.
E-M-O-G. And this track is called The Sun, my ruling planet in astrology, the most beautiful star in the sky.
Let's pay homage to the sun. Hope you enjoy.
Also, before we queue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind, and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code. Thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.